The Obama administration is reassuring Tbilisi that its efforts to improve relations with Moscow are not coming at the expense of Georgia or other countries in the region. The comments came at high-level U.S.-Georgia talks aimed at giving substance to the U.S.-Georgia Charter on Strategic Partnership that was signed here by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Georgian Foreign Minister Grigol Vashadze in the closing days of the Bush administration. Vashadze returned to the State Department on Monday for a follow-up meeting to launch a permanent bilateral committee, including working groups on economic relations, defense, and security, enhancing democracy and people-to-people exchanges. He called the wide-ranging partnership accord signed on January 9th the most important agreement in Georgia's post-Soviet era history.
It's a historic day for Georgia, like it was when we signed the charter. It is one single most important agreement in modern history of our country, signed since we regained our independence. And we are very thankful to our host, to American delegation, for this useful and very result-orientated work.
Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg headed the U.S. side at the meeting, standing in for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is recovering from surgery for the broken elbow she sustained in a fall last week. Steinberg reaffirmed strong United States support for Georgian independence and territorial integrity, and efforts to assist the process of reform and professionalization of the Georgian military needed to achieve eventual NATO membership. The Deputy Secretary of State also stressed that the Obama administration's pursuit of a better relationship with Moscow, including a hoped-for new strategic arms accord by year's end, does not come at the expense of Georgia, which fought a brief war with Russia last August.
We believe very strongly that by building a better relationship, if we can, with Russia, it will contribute to the well-being and security of countries like Georgia, and that would be very much our aim. We do not see our relationship with Russia in any way as detracting from or at the expense of the security or well-being of any of the countries in the region, any of our partners.
The United States has led international opposition to Moscow's recognition of the self-declared independence of the breakaway Georgian regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Washington has criticized Moscow's insistence on international peacekeeping plans that would imply recognition of the areas. At the press event with the Georgian Foreign Minister, Steinberg also welcomed the Tbilisi government's restraint in handling street protests last month. The White House announced later on Monday that Vice President Joe Biden will visit Georgia and Ukraine in late July, 2 weeks after President Obama's scheduled summit visit to Moscow. It said Biden will meet government and opposition leaders in both countries and demonstrate U.S. support for continued democratic and economic reform. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.